After making NFL history, 24-year-old Ray Guy left the Deep South and headed west for Oakland, California.
We as players all thought, well, what is Mr. Davis doing drafting a punter? To have a punter drafted number one was not only out of ordinary, I mean, how many times had it happened before in the NFL?
The talented rookie possessed a diverse skill set. During his senior year at Southern Miss, he recorded 8 interceptions while playing safety, a school record. He arrived ready to contribute to his new team as more than just a punter.
I was used all my life doing everything. I never coming off the field.
I thought when we drafted him, he was coming in to play safety. And so I just kind of looked at the competition and, who he's going against.
I actually was a starting free safety all 4 years. And I do still hold the single season record for interceptions.
He lines up at safety. And so I look over there and I say, get him out of there. He said, when Ron Wolf signed me, Ron said that I could play safety too. I could be the safety and a punter. And I said, Ron lied. And I just kept walking. And we never had another discussion about it. I mean, he was proud that he was a safety and a punter, not just a punter.
Ray Guy's value as a first round pick was apparent from the beginning.
The first day he started punting, and they were the best punts I ever saw in my life. I mean, it was just a different sound. So I said, okay, that's enough. Let's shut it down. That's good. You know, impress with everyone, ooh and on. And he said, Coach, I'm still warming up. I haven't started punting yet. I swear. And so we let him, warm up, and then say, okay, I'm ready to go now. He started to boom these rockets that were impossible.
Guy quickly became a master of his craft, punting his way to the Pro Bowl as a rookie. Number 8 honed the skill of directional punting and introduced the concept of hang time.
People don't understand there was no such thing as hang time in the NFL until he came along. And when he started kicking that ball, and you'd watch it, and it would stay in the air for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds. That's when coaches and scouts took their clocks out and said, hey, let's see how long that ball was in the air for. And that's where hang time came from.
His drop time, not his hang time, but his drop time, when the ball turned over and started coming down for a returner to catch it, was unbelievable. And when it hits your hands like a brick.
Now Ray Guy comes in for his first punt of the day. Kick is away. There's a high, twisting, hang time spiral.
Ray's leg would go up and just go all the way backwards, past his ear. I watched him. I said, boy, this cat is really good. So the first thing I thought about, we don't have to worry about getting out of a hole anymore, because Ray definitely could get you out of a hole.
I used to be able to tell our quarterback, look, on third down, don't force anything. The worst thing we have to do is punt. And that's pretty good with Ray Guy.
We don't get a first down, being backed up on our own goal line, well, Ray Guy's going to, save us. And, 99% of the time, he did.
The skilled punter would represent the Raiders in 6 straight Pro Bowls.
This guy could have played probably a lot of positions, but there's nobody that could punt the ball like Ray Guy.
In the 1976 All-Star Game, one kick signified Guy's reputation for booming punts.
Guy, of course, I think you probably well know, hit the overhead TV screens in the Pro Bowl of 76. They've now elevated that screen from 90 feet up to 200.
In practice, he'd hit it. So we knew that thing was too low, that you could hit it. And maybe it wasn't too low for any other punter in football, but it was too low for Ray Guy.
I'm on a punt coverage team. I'm running down the field, and all of a sudden the whole place is cracking up and laughing, and I'm looking for the ball carrier.
The reason I tried to get as high as I could, and of course as far as I could, was to give them time to get down there, yet also get the return of no time to return it. I figured the higher I could get it, the better it would be.
As Ray Guy punted the ball to new heights, the future All-Pro would help take the silver and black to new levels. Coming up, Ray Guy's legacy grows as he becomes a champion.
The ball is snapped, and you see it's going to be high, and your heart stops.